The Hidden Ode for July 26, 2017. Our first episode in about 9 months. For some reason, we stopped recording back in October, and, you know, I want to blame the Hidden Grid for it, because we spent a lot of time working on that, and I'm pretty sure I didn't really want to spend time working on two podcasts at once. A lot's happened in the past year. Finishing a book, having a retina detachment, Patty's surgery, defining our plans for the future better. There's so much that's going on that I wanted to get back into the habit of sharing it. I wanted to get back into the habit of doing this. This is actually the first podcast I've been recording/editing since, I want to say, early March, whenever the last Hidden Grid dropped. Patty had her second hip surgery then, and it put kind of a halt on really kind of doing anything productive. And that's not to say I couldn't have done productive things, it's just that I didn't. I didn't want to focus on creativity, I didn't want to focus on making new things, I didn't want to focus on anything. You know, I wanted to focus on taking care of Patty, and then distracting myself. I've spent way too much time in the past 6 months just playing games. It's been hard pulling myself away from them, too. You know, I think it's the stress of it all. And the quick joy, and I've talked about this before. Granted, that was last year that I talked about it, but it's the quick joy of the game. The feeling of accomplishment, because we're predisposed, I think, to look back at what we've done based on reaching goals and milestones. Well, in video games, you can do that easily. You can define a milestone, you can define a goal, you can reach it, and have it recorded. You know, I leveled all these character classes up within X number of weeks. I got this equipment before, you know, a lot of other people did. I did this, I did that, blah, 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 blah. And I can look back and say, here are my achievements for doing it. Literal achievement points. And so that makes things like gaming attractive. Because you understand where the achievement lies. You understand where the success lies. And so you're drawn to that. You're drawn to those moments of wonderment and excitement and, yes, I am awesome, blah, 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 blah. Life isn't necessarily that way. Life doesn't give you achievement points unless you kind of force yourself into them. You kind of set up a structure to support that mindset. And right now, I don't have that support structure set up. And that's on me. That's on me to figure out how to do that. So I'm back at this. I'm back at trying to record. I feel weird about this. Because, well, one, I'm still coming off the surgery. It's been a month and a half since the eye surgery, and I'll talk about more of that in another episode, but it's been weird. It's been odd, just trying to find a place in my head for doing things. Trying to think of what to talk about, trying to think of what to do with this. And I do miss this. I do miss the recording. I do miss the editing. I do miss taking part in the Podosphere. And Dog Days coming back, that's a good thing. That's very much a good thing. So what I'm going to do, and this is kind of filtering my head, so if things change over the next few days, that's fine. What I'm going to do is spend the next few days doing an episode of this a day to get into that habit. So that way, once the first hits or whatever the day the Dog Days officially starts, that I am ready to go, that I am in that headspace of talk, see for something. I don't have a theme this year. I don't know. I'm just going to ramble. That's the truth of it all. I'm just going to ramble this year. I'm going to talk about whatever's on my mind. It'll be 5-ish minutes, and that'll be it. So, with that, I am going to hop off and, you know, get this edited and get this posted and talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.